Last week, the Fayetteville Underground Board announced it was dissolving. Some of the artists are continuing on with a new name and are looking for a new space. I spoke to Sabina Schmidt and Megan Chapman, who are both artists with the organization, as well as treasurer Greg Mack, about these developments. I first spoke to Sabina just after the announcement.
The Fayetteville Underground Board announced their decision to dissolve the organization last week. And they told us that they needed to end the Fayetteville Underground as we know it, but that they would help us set up a new 501c3.
I asked Sabina if she was expecting the announcement.
I did not expect that kind of announcement. We knew that there would be some kind of information. The board asked us to come to a meeting, and I thought it had something to do with new space, because there was a space that we were looking at that we were all interested in that seemed very suitable, and I expected to hear specific details about, you know, what the rent would be, when we could move in, what kind of work needed to be done. There was a grant application out with the A&P Commission to help finance the move, so I thought it would be an update on the developments, and that's not what happened. In fact, the reason given by the board was that it seemed impossible to find a suitable space in the time left. That was given as the main reason for the decision to dissolve the organization altogether.
When I spoke with Megan, I asked for a synopsis of the history of the Fayetteville Underground.
The Fayetteville Underground started around April of 2009. I joined the organization at the end of April. They'd already had like a first Thursday and some openings when I first joined and got my studio. So basically, April 2009, a group of forward-thinking individuals talked with the building owner and thought, well, what a cool idea, because the building was sitting empty and wouldn't it be cool to just get a group of artists together, get them affordable studio spaces, let them put art in the galleries, recruit shows from, you know, all over, as well as the local studio artists and the crafts folks, and just kind of see where it goes. And it was sort of an open idea. It was really exciting, and it was a little scary when it started because we really weren't sure how, you know, it was going to take off. And then suddenly, it took off really quickly, and after a few first Thursdays, we knew this was something kind of big and something kind of special.
As Sabina explains, it's made her a stronger artist.
I think I'm definitely not the same photographer I was 2 years ago, and I credit the Underground with, you know, this massive leap in my art that has happened since I joined. Without the Underground, my photography would be a lot less experimental, a lot less professional, and just not as interesting as I think it has become because of their input, because of their inspiration.
When I spoke to Greg, he described the obstacles that the Fayetteville Underground was having to overcome.
We found out last summer that basically the landlord, who has really been our biggest benefactor, was going to repurpose the building, and we had to get out. So we've looked and we've looked and we've looked and we've explored six venues in depth, and they're either too small, it was going to take too much infrastructure, too much build out, and we thought we might have a space that would be really perfect, but even at, you know, 30-40% less than market value, we just can't afford it.
Everyone I spoke to credited the Fayetteville Underground as a vital reason that the square has been rejuvenated and for the first Thursdays that take place once a month.
We know that it's really helped rejuvenate the square, because what is really known as First Thursday is the whole experience, you know, but it started as kind of an art walk with the Underground and some other studios, and it was the only thing that was year-round. You know, when the weather gets bad, there's not going to be much going on down there. But it was nice, and I think it rejuvenated the square. I think you can take credit for that.
Together with DDP and Foursquare, the Underground started First Thursday. That was before the city was involved. So the square is essential to who we are, to our identity. Having said that, though, we can work anywhere. And so we've been thinking about, well, how important is it that the new space is on the square or very close to the square? How far away would we go? Like where could we be located and still attract the visitors and the friends and the patrons who've been coming to see us, you know, over the last 2.5 years? We're thinking South Fayetteville is an option, but how far south should we go? Or could we go? So we're looking at possible spaces all over downtown and in South Fayetteville. It's got to be big enough, depending on how many studios we need. We would love to have more than one gallery like we have now. We currently have 4. It would be nice to have, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 so that we can host shows by visiting artists as well as our own shows. Other than that, we're pretty much open to anything. Like, right now, we're in a basement with no windows and daylight. We're fine. I mean, we can do this. People find us. It's not been an issue. So if we were in a warehouse off 15th Street somewhere, people would still find us, or we would help them find us. that can be done. I don't think that's much of an issue.
Megan described to me her reaction to the Fayetteville Underground Board's decision to dissolve.
I mean, I think artists are a tenacious bunch, and really you don't tell an artist they can't do something because they're going to go out and do it. I believe there are viable spaces, and I've also read that the board believes that we need one benefactor, and without one benefactor, such as Ted Belden, who's been incredibly gracious to us these last 2.5 years, or I think they noted maybe the Waltons in an article. I think that's an outdated approach to things. I think everyone can be an art patron, and I think everyone can be an art benefactor, and it really just starts with believing that every individual has a place in the arts culture, and that whether you have $5 to give us, or 10, or 20, or 5,000, that we are all art patrons, and that this is the community's art center, and the community's art scene. This is not an elitist thing. This is not an exclusive club. It's much like KUAF. It's a public forum. It's a public gift that we have to give out information, not only for other artists, but for the community. We don't just show art. We also give lectures and workshops and tours, and special groups come all the time. It's just amazing what we do. And I just think that the public needs to know that they are actually being invited to be a real part of it. I mean, that's why this new organization, Morph the Org, whether it starts with helping us name the organization or helps us finding a space or volunteers, I mean, that's the community's part.
Fayetteville Underground, as we know it in its current iteration, will be open through the end of December. If you'd like information about the artists who are trying to start a new organization that takes the Underground's place, visit morphtheorg.com, where you're able to vote on a name, as well as get in touch with the artists to give them feedback about possible ideas to move forward. For Ozarks at Large, this is Katie Henriksen.